Hi, my name is Ayrton Chapman, and I'm here to talk to you about my video work, Irrigation. This piece is a documentation of the first time that we watered at our homestead in Los Lunas, New Mexico. We used the acequia system and introduced the water to freshly tilled soil. This was such an incredible experience. I had used acequia systems before at other farms in the South Valley, but never before of my own volition or on my own terms. I went through a lot of feelings and experiences during this. On one hand, we're introducing biodiversity and allowing plants to grow wherever their seeds were before. We also have some food crops, but it's all interplanted, and we're allowing these things that are naturally occurring to grow. I had concerns about this because we're using precious water, and I wanted to be sure that we were using the water appropriately in a way that was good for not only human consumption, but additionally for all of the life forms that exist outside of human life. We planted lots of trees, we planted lots of sunflowers, and we also allowed things that were naturally occurring. And some really wonderful things started happening after that. Last year specifically, we saw a huge influx of birds to a point that, I mean, we've seen lots of birds before, but especially during the fires, we saw so many birds come through. And there were, we always leave the plants there, you know, over winter. So there were tons of seeds available for all of the birds. There was forage, and there was lots of places for them to be. So that was a really wonderful feeling to be able to have this space available for these creatures who are fleeing. And then also something that I've noticed over the last, you know, 4 years of doing this is the bee populations and the other flying insects. We've got tons of wild, lots and lots of bees. Been seeing a lot of praying mantis egg sacs. And it was just a really, it reinforced in my heart that the decision to allow all of these other species that maybe some of them are not beneficial, maybe some of them we don't even want there to exist, is actually creating a really important space for all kinds of life. So that was a really, to see the bees, to see the birds, to see all of the insects and other creatures is just a very heartening experience. I've also been spending a lot of time learning about the different plants that grow here, the things that we've both planted and the things that just come up. And there's some really wonderful medicinal and edible herbs like the globe mallow. We started making tea out of that, and it's just delicious. We have lots of plantains that grow here, and we'll put them in with our greens when we cook greens. It's a lovely addition. And there's also, we've been using the goosefoot and amaranth that grow out in the field there. So really the whole experience has been one of embracing biodiversity, of embracing the concept that ground cover is better than exposed soil, and just enjoying the world as it is and allowing it to become what it is and will be, and also benefiting from it. I mean, we planted corn, popping corn last year. We had wheat out in the field last year, and we harvested both of those crops. We planted fig trees, and so hopefully one day those will produce fruit for us as well. And just living in symbiosis with nature, that's my big takeaway from my agricultural experience here. And allowing things to be, allowing things to exist in my own space, because it's not just my space, it's the world's space. It's not just my homestead, it's everyone's home. So thank you so much for your time and for listening today. And if you want to see more of my work, you can go to my website, ayrtonchapman.com. That's AYRTONCHAPMAN.com. You can also see my other work with Edible Carnival at ediblecarnival.org. That's EdibleCarnival.org. And I also recently started a band. You're welcome to check that out if you'd like. It's Thinky Flesh. That's thinkyflesh.com. So thanks so much. I hope that this talk and my work inspires you to embrace the world as it is and to not try and exert your human control over everything around you. Thanks, and have a wonderful day.